Thank you so much, Mr. President, Mr. Hazam Abdel Samad, President of the 89th Session of the Working Party, Mr. Pedro Manuel Moreno, Deputy Secretary General of ANTAD, Excellency, distinguished delegate, ladies and gentlemen. I am honored to deliver this statement on behalf of the Group of 77 and China. At the outset, allow me to commend the former chairs, Mr. Agustin, of the Working Party for the outstanding work and contributions. I would also like to recognize the effort made by the Secretariat in providing us with the detailed information presented for this 89th session of the Working Party. It is applausive to start also by congratulating you, Mr. Hazam, President of the Working Party, Ms. Anna Babazak, Y Chair, Cam Rapporteur, on the election to preside over this session on the program plan and program performance. We are confident that under your leadership, we will have a productive sessions. We would like to also express our appreciation to the Deputy Secretary General, Mr. Pedro Manuel Moreno, for his presence in this session and the enlightening introductory remarks. We would like to thank Secretariat for the preparation of the document presenting in presenting the proposed program plan for 2026 and the program performance for 2024. We recognize the challenges involved in summarizing such comprehensive information. The group welcomes the consistent effort to enhance cross-fertilization and cooperation across ANTAD sub-programs. Collaboration and cooperation are indeed critical to addressing the challenges ahead. We are also pleased to hear about the synergies created with the other organizations within the system and would appreciate further detail on the modalities and cooperations and the comprehensive strategy behind these efforts. The group would like to highlight the contributions of subprogram one in the area of macroeconomics, policy making, finance for development, and industrial policy. The group fully supports its effort to assist members in understanding critical issues related to external debt, including the challenges associated with credit ratings. Regarding subprogram two, the group would like to emphasize the importance of support in area of investment policy and in the international investment agreement regime, drawing lessons from past experiences and enhancing existing policies and frameworks are essential steps toward fostering more ethical and sustainable economic growth. The group considers it important to acknowledge the value of studies on SDG washing and greenwashing conducted by the subprogram. Efforts to promote transparency are crucial in providing a clear understanding of our current position on the path toward achieving 2030 Agenda and the SDG. Subprogram 3 has consistently made commendable effort to engage with members and raise awareness about its work, and the group would like to congratulate it for this initiative. The group of 77 and China have worked closely with subprogram 3 on critical subjects such as the minerals and greatly value its contributions. The group finds the work on commodities, particularly their leadership, their relationship with diversification and structural transformation, to be extremely useful. The group also like to emphasize the importance of addressing issues such as non-tariff barriers and the negative impacts of protectionism. Furthermore, I would like to briefly underscore the issue of climate change. For the Group of 77 and China, one of the most salient aspects of this work is ensuring justice and maintaining balance across the three pillars of sustainability. Turning to subprogram four, the group are pleased to acknowledge the effort made by the divisions in the area of digital economy. We consider the digital economy report to be a particularly valuable resource, especially its first edition, setting conceptual base for discussion. It is in its second edition, it explored the whole cycle of digital economy, exposing the material and energetic demand behind. The significant gaps we face and challenges involved in bridging them require in-depth analysis through its lens sustainable development. The group have benefited greatly from the vision's cooperation activities and policy reviews. We also like to encourage the continued provisions of existence in the field of trade facilitation and logistics with successful programs such as ASICUDA. ANTAD has a long-standing tradition for being a prominent voice on issues related to maritime transport. For the perspective of developing countries, we urge the division to continue building on this legacy, following the path established by ANTAD's history. Lastly, but certainly not least, allow me to highlight Subprogram 5, which, despite limited resources, we have consistently provided valuable support to African countries, LEC, CIS, and LLC. We would be particularly interested in learning more about the work carried out in favor of LEC regarding intellectual property rights as well. The group strongly advocates for more LEC to graduate and achieve sustainable growth, and we recognize that ANTAD work is instrumental in this regard. Additionally, we would like to acknowledge the effort to develop CIS strategy and express our hope for its effective implementation. In closing, Mr. President, the group will elaborate further on our comments during each division's presentation. Please count on our constructive engagement throughout the discussion. With that, I thank you so much, Mr. President.